Hey there, welcome to episode 19 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Last Saturday before I go back to work after a long vacation. And it's gorgeous. It's nice and cool, upper 60s. And it's been in the upper 80s, so kind of a nice relief. Beautiful breeze, lots of birds, lots of nature, fun stuff. Anyway, yeah, just Amanda, me and Oliver spent some time up on Beaver Island. It was the first time ever going there. It was gorgeous, and it was really interesting. All but one day, we didn't have transportation, so we had to, we had everything that we needed on our backs and backpacks, and if we needed anything from town, it was, you know, within reach, about a mile and a quarter of a walk to a restaurant if we wanted to have dinner, and they had pretty good food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And 2 miles to the store. So, of course, you can do the math. It's round trip is going to be 2.5 miles. And the other way is 4 miles. So we are averaging about 10 miles a day, which is a lot of walking. But it really gets you tied in. You know, you talk about unplugging from a digital perspective, but unplugging from a transportation perspective and just relying on your feet and sleeping outdoors with your only walls being, mesh or a thin nylon net. It's pretty cool stuff, but had a lot of fun. I don't think I'll ever forget this trip. It was a really, really nice time, and it was just very relaxing. But it gave me a lot of time to think about just kind of my transformation that's happened over the last year or so. I feel like I've kind of had more of an awakening than anything else, and really just understanding, getting to know myself, getting to be comfortable with myself during long stretches of time when I'm out hiking. It's not the easiest thing to do. You know, I've talked about it at other times where we distract ourselves and dig into digital or do all this, you know, Facebook or sit in front of the TV and just do things to distract ourselves. But those times where you're really out by yourself and you start to feel comfortable, it's really interesting, or at least it has been for me. And, I quit shaving my beard or even trimming it just over a year ago. And, I'm always out in nature, whether I'm hiking or, you know, hiking every day and attacking all these miles. And I think it's probably really easy from the outside perspective to say that guy's going through a midlife crisis. And frankly, maybe I am, but I think I dig the crisis. And it gets me thinking about that a lot. You think about people who may do a career change or start a business or you know, go do something crazy, you know, buy a sports car or whatever. And we always say that those people are going through midlife crisis, but maybe they've finally gotten to the point in life where they kind of understand how things operate. They feel comfortable being themselves and expressing themselves. And maybe it's not a crisis at all. Maybe it's actually an awakening, where they get to start to live their lives the way they've always wanted to live their lives. And I know that kind of sounds dramatic, but it's totally true. At least in my case, it feels good. When I was in school, I always wanted to have long hair, but couldn't because I went to a private school. Now I grow the long hair on my face. It kind of shows off the rebel side of me, I guess, or the nonconformist side. Getting out in nature, that's something I've always loved to do. I stopped doing it for a bunch of years because, you know, I felt like I didn't have time to do that because I had to work as hard as I could. And not that working hard isn't still a priority or something that I do, but I put place just as high a priority as getting out in nature and feeling connected to the world and de-stressing and decompressing. So, I don't know, maybe this is a midlife crisis, but it's a kind of midlife crisis that I think is more validating. You know, even if you think about the things that kill us, right? I mean, disease and all that stuff. Everything, even the aging process, is caused by stress, right? That's how we get older, is living stress. And I think it's so easy to get caught up in the rat race and not take time to get out and decompress for ourselves that we don't have time to ever regulate. So we're always running hot. We're always stressing ourselves out. And that's when we typically age really quickly or just drop dead or whatever. I look at this midlife crisis or midlife awakening, as I like to see it, is more of a rebirth where I get to be relaxed and age kind of exits the equation. And it's not really about, doesn't have anything to do with how old I am, because I'm going to intentionally reduce the stress in my life, make sure that I feel connected, make sure that I'm spending time experiencing the people and enjoying the time I have with the people in my life that I care about, spend time working with the clients and doing the stuff for my career that I really, really enjoy, and get out in nature so that I can stay connected and have that time with myself so I can get to know myself better. That, I believe, is going to reduce the stress and allow age to completely exit the equation, and I can enjoy life the way that I want to and on my terms. So anyway, long rambler today. I haven't talked with you guys in a while, but thank you very much. I'll see you next time.